Buddy Franklin from the Swannies. Welcome to the grill team once again. How are you, champ?
I'm very well, boys. Yourself?
Good, mate, buddy. Great, buddy.
Flying, brother.
Mate, you must you must be happy, mate. You've had a cracking year so far, but obviously, you know, a couple of weeks to go, hopefully.
Yeah, there is. There's obviously a prelim final coming up next Friday night. So we all play football for is to play finals football, and something I'm looking forward to, and the footy club is too, and it's exciting times. But yeah, we're just looking forward to next Friday. So we've either got North Melbourne or Geelong, and we'll see what happens from there.
Buddy, when I played rugby league over in the West, Western Reds, we had a lot to do with the Eagles and the Dockers, and I used to hang around, you know, Chris Mainwaring, God bless his soul, who's passed on, and young Worsfold and young Ben Cousins over there. We used to kind of cross-pollinate. Is there any
you
way...
and Ben Cousins hung out?
Oh, oh my God. A little bit, yeah. He was a young fella. And
I'd love
young...
to go to that party.
Mate, what about yourself? Yeah. Have you gravitated to any of the league boys in Sydney?
No, not really.
No.
Not really.
Good move.
Great move.
I know Sonny quite well.
Yeah.
That's about it, really, from the leggies.
And I'll hear you're a Penrith supporter. That's good.
No, he's a mad rooster, mate.
Well,
mate.
I told the boys last time, yeah. I'm a rooster supporter.
Oh, mate. Well done,
bad
buddy.
Choice, yeah. Buddy. We'll play.
Where do you go for Johnsy?
Oh, I mean, I'm a Newcastle Knights supporter, of course.
Yeah, well, I'm Knights then, too.
Hey, you're a crook bloke. Hey, listen, buddy, I don't want to give you the wrong idea about me. The first time I met Buddy, boys, I was down with Heine and Fletcher, and we were down at Bondi, and we're having a few beers, and Buddy went past. It was about 10 o'clock in the morning. So he sort of looked at me and said, boys, right.
Oh, well, that's a bloody good job.
He did. He was going to pull up a stool. I had to remind him. I said, mate, you're going to play the next day. Hey, buddy, congratulations on your season, mate. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I suppose when you've been at the same club like you were at the Hawks for a long time, just the whole move, do you feel revitalised?
Yeah, I do. I think I was at Hawthorn for nearly 10 years, and now I'm up here. I just, yeah, I feel young again, and I'm really enjoying my football. I think it was time for a little bit of a change for me, and I'm glad I did it, and I'm absolutely loving my time up here, and the football club has been really good for me, and the boys have really made me feel at home, and so has the admin and all the coaching staff, and yeah, and it does help winning games of football. Brings you a lot closer to everyone. And, yeah, I'm really glad I made the move.
Mate, we're glad too, mate. It's good having you in the city, brother.
It is good having you in the city, which is the one thing I wanted to talk to you about, buddy, because people did think, you know, when it first started, oh, the distractions of Sydney.
Well, you said that a lot about him.
Death riding him.
I was not death riding him. I was there when we won the flag last year, and I was gutted that you left to the Swannies, but I'm happy that you're here and you're settled. But...
there's always a but.
Did you have concerns initially in terms of the Sydney life? You seem to have handled it really well, and that's what Kieran Jack told us last week.
Yeah, I think probably early on I struggled with it. It was probably the first 2 months, and the most difficult thing was not being able to get out there and train with the boys because I was obviously a little bit sore, had a little bit of issues with my body. But after that, I sort of settled in, and it's been really good. I've been able to get on the track and be able to train with the boys and get to know them, and I think that's really helped me. But in terms of the other stuff, there was a lot of things that are out of my control, and I couldn't really control what was being said about me. But the thing with me is, as long as I know I'm doing the right thing and the club was aware of that too, I'm happy, and I'll just go about my football and just keep playing good footy.